Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
I like it.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It is.
But that's not why we're here.
That's not why we're here. This is a political show.
A political show?
Yes, we're saying the same thing.
How you been, Derek?
Oh, God damn. I'm not sure.
That good.
What
I'm
about
not
you,
sure.
Caleb? I was singling out Derek because I talked to Caleb more, especially in the last few weeks. Derek, it sounds like you've been a busy boy.
It's not even that I've been so much busy. My family got the flu.
Oh, yeah.
Like the stomach flu. And then that quickly got followed up with influenza A. So
got the 1-2.
Oh, yeah. The old 1-2 punch, as they say. So that was a lot of fun.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like when it rains, it pours, right?
That's what they say, isn't it? Yeah. It's not been a fun couple of weeks, but I hope we're past it now.
Well, I mean, at this point, you pretty much had everything. There's nothing else left, right?
Well, concerningly, I got out of all of it scot-free.
Okay, yep.
The only one in the family to not be afflicted with either of the viruses, which tells me one of two things. One,
you're
I
a
have
superhero.
It, or two, I have it coming, you know, which is concerning. We'll see.
I'm that way. I never get sick. Everyone else gets sick in my family. I never get sick.
Yeah.
See, I am normally that way, but then when I get sick, I get sick. Like,
yeah, sure. Me too, Jay.
Like a baby sick. Yeah.
Yeah. A little baby. Also, Caleb, what a fucking mustache. You got to get rid of the rest of that facial hair.
I don't know if I can do that yet.
Oh my God, maybe. You must.
We'll get there.
God, with a mustache like that, it's a fucking crying shame to have anything else on your face.
It's true.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm daring enough to go that far.
I would give $10,000 to be able to grow one like that, and I would give $11,000 to sit on one like that.
I was just going to ask, what about free rides?
Yeah.
You gotta be able to grow a good one, right?
Not like that, pal.
No, are you sure?
No, mine looks like a pubescent Mexican mustache.
Just let it ride. You
let
gotta
it
get past
ride.
The awkward stage and just let it ride.
Let it ride, baby. Let it ride. God damn it. I wish.
I like you got your work shirt on and everything, huh?
Oh, yeah, pal.
Ready to go.
Yeah, constantly working. It's really become an identity more than anything else. It's not even a job at this point.
Have things calmed down at work since I talked to you last, Derek?
How public is this podcast?
We don't.
Pretty public.
You don't have to tell me now. So, Derek, it's cool you don't want to talk about how your day was and how things are going on at work.
Yeah.
But,
Oh,
well,
shit.
It's good to have everyone back.
Yes, the gang is back.
Yeah, I feel like we've I feel like the last episode we did was probably like Christmas movies or something, wasn't
Yeah.
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep,
That's
because then it was,
outrageous.
well, and we did the two, just you and me, but then yeah, the last one was
Yeah.
Christmas movies. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did one with or did we do it with Vivian?
Yeah,
Caleb?
we
We
did.
did
Yeah, so we did
one
two.
with Vivian. Two with
Yep.
Vivian?
No, one
One
you and me, and
without.
then one
Yeah.
with Vivian. Yep.
Yeah. It was a Disney rides
Oh
one that
yeah,
Vivian wanted to do. I figured you'd be really good at that.
yeah. All my Disney adventures that I go on.
Yeah.
You have your favorite ride?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to spoil it, but
It's the teacups. It's the
yeah,
teacups,
it's the
isn't
teacups. No, I'd fucking die on the teacups. I don't do
it?
dizzy. Like my
Me
kids want to
neither. I hate
go,
those.
oh, like Ava will be like, Dad, swing me around. And like I can go one revolution. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Same.
Yeah, it's miserable.
There are tricks to be able to do it. Like you keep your eyes on something as it spins around, but even that, I lose concentration and then I'm done for. Or as the kids say, I'm cooked.
You're cooked.
Yeah. I'm fried, baby. You know what I'm saying?
You're cooked.
Yeah, I'm well done.
So yeah, we got favorite bands. We've been talking about this one for a bit, and I feel like we, as I was, we first suggested it. I felt like we had done it before, Caleb, but we have not. We've done like favorite albums. We've done least favorite bands.
Yes, that
Yep,
was a fun one.
that was a fun one. But we've not done the actual favorite bands. So
Yep.
this will be good. And I think we all have different enough music styles that we might not have many overlap,
Yeah.
if any.
I'm sure there'll be a couple.
Did you feel or find it, I felt a lot of pressure putting this list together of like, oh, it's too pedestrian, you know? I feel like there's that around music. Like, well, I don't want to pick so and so because, it's popular music and I want to seem like I have some level of musical understanding.
I mean, I'd say with these five bands, I feel like I have a personal enough relationship with their music
Sure.
to where it doesn't really matter to me.
Sure.
If
Yeah,
that makes sense.
interesting. Yeah, I find that well, music has changed a lot
Oh,
these
sure.
days with the advent of like streaming. So like
Yes.
I was doing an interview for a seasonal position today, and as an icebreaker, I literally asked the girl, "What are your top three bands?" You know.
And what'd she say?
I didn't know a single one of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know a
Interesting.
single one. But I can remember that like when I was 16 and 17 years old, like I don't even remember what we were using. Maybe it was just iTunes Music back in the day. But it was like, hey, I can remember a friend of mine showing me The Fray. She was like, I found this really cool band called The Fray. And like she knew them about them 2 to 3 years before they were ever anything,
Yeah.
but that's a I think a kind of cool thing nowadays.
Oh yeah, you can go in such different directions with music nowadays, and it used to be like, oh, I mean, obviously, even before us, like, the Beatles would come out with a new album and everybody just knew the album. But
Yes.
even a little bit, when I was a kid, it was like Michael Jackson and, there were things like that that just everybody knew.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're, I mean, like Beyonce won, she didn't win Album of the Year, did she?
Yeah, she did.
She won
She won
Country Album.
country and album, both.
Did she? Okay, so that proves my point is like there's a lot of people that have never heard that album.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't have been the case 20 years ago.
Sure.
Well, I think it's definitely you hear certain songs a lot, but you might not, nobody, rarely does somebody listen to an entire album. Yeah, usually it's like I like this song from this album and this song from that album, but like rarely are you listening to it from beginning to end. You have your own playlist and your own
Yeah, that's the other thing is like you don't have
algorithm
to
pulling
listen to
songs
shit you don't
together.
want to listen to anymore, is you can just play whatever you want, whether it a playlist or an album or a curated. I do enjoy listening to a couple radio like a music podcasts. They're on Apple
Sure.
Music. So like Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 has a show that he puts out every week. Elton John has a show that he puts out every couple weeks, I think it is, and then Vampire Weekend has a show that they put out every couple weeks, and they play music, and so that's how I hear some stuff, and I like it because it feels like it's an old, not top 40, but it's an old show where they just talk about music and talk about shit in between the songs and everything.
Was that with Casey Kasem?
Weekly.
40. Yeah.
Yeah. It was good. I used to really like that actually. I remember tuning in and being like,
Oh
ooh,
yeah.
we're in the top 20.
Saturday
Here we
night or
go.
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Yep.
funny.
So, but yeah, I'd say let's jump into it. Do we remember whose was this was? Was it mine?
It was yours. Yep.
Okay.
Let her rip.
I'll go first then. With my number five, and that is Bleachers. The lead, the front man is Jack Antonoff. He is, most people will probably know him as a producer of Taylor Swift music. But he has his own band. And he used to be in the band, called Fun. And he was the lead guitarist, in that, but I love all the Bleachers albums just because they're kind of like pop rock. Got almost like a modern like Bruce Springsteen type feel to them. But yeah, and then also like he just writes such great songs. He writes songs for Taylor Swift, writes songs for Lorde, writes songs for
For
Lana Del
everyone,
Rey.
right?
Like just about everybody, but like he just seems to be very good at writing songs for the top women pop artists. So, love their stuff. Love basically every album. But the first few albums, Strange Desire was their first one. And then what was the second one? I think it was called, it doesn't matter. But yeah, just always have related well with their music, and it's one of those where like you would know their "I Want to Get Better" song or "Roller Coaster," but it's kind of funny because like those are probably, I wouldn't say they're my least favorite songs, but of like their singles, they're probably some of my least favorite just because they've been so overplayed in my vehicles and in my headphones, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's yeah, that's my number five, Bleachers.
Nice. Derek, why don't you go number five?
Okay. So, like I said, I had a really hard time with this list and had to just come back to what do I always turn on? It kind of reflects like different periods of my life. Number five for me though is Willie Nelson right now.
I like that.
I came to the game late on Willie. I won't lie to you. I can remember riding around with you, and it's not Willie, but we were listening to Waylon Jennings in your truck, and it fell on deaf ears. And you're like, "Really, dude? You don't know Waylon Jennings?" I was like, "Not interested. Not interested." But I saw Willie 3 years ago in concert, on accident. He was an opener,
Yeah.
and
Who did he open for?
he the Avett Brothers,
Yeah, nice.
and he rocked my fucking world, dude.
He's awesome. Yeah,
Yeah.
even at
And
this age, yeah.
yeah. I mean, he was sucking air for sure,
Oh,
but
sure, but the guy doesn't need air to sing. It's like it just comes out of
it's
him somehow.
yeah. He actually sang with his son Lucas Nelson, who
Oh, yeah.
God, he's
Forgot about
incredible
him.
too.
Yep.
But yeah, anyway, I've really been digging him, and I don't know. So,
It's an easy listen.
he makes me feel like a bad boy, you know? I feel like
Yep.
I could be a cowboy when I listen to Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Did you realize he's 91?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So there we go.
Sweet. That's a good one. Caleb.
God, he's old.
Okay.
My number five, one of my favorite bands is Queen. I love Queen.
Nice. Yeah.
Just an incredible band. I wish they could have put out more albums. I wish Freddie Mercury didn't die so young. But yeah, I just their music is so good. They have so many classic songs, so many good albums. I don't know. I could just listen to Queen all day, every day. Something
Yeah. If,
that's lasted this long
yeah.
and just keeps going. So,
There's a
We get.
power in their music.
Oh my
Oh yeah.
gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Freddie Mercury is probably the greatest singer of all time.
Bold statement, Cotton.
I mean, you could make that
His
argument, definitely.
range,
Yep.
yeah.
I mean, things he could do was incredible.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we got to see them with Adam Lambert as the lead, and I was kind of
Oh, you did.
skeptical going into it.
Yeah.
And like it's not Freddie. So don't,
Sure.
I'm not making any accusations otherwise, but there were definitely some songs where I
He can hold his
forgot that
own.
it
Yeah.
forgot that it wasn't Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can still like it's still got two of the guys, the drummer and the guitarist. Brian May is the guitarist.
Yeah.
And those guys still can bring it. And it was a very entertaining show. So if you ever get a chance to see them, that'd be, I mean, they can still do it. So if you like
Are
them
they
that
still? I didn't
much,
think they
I
were
would
tour. Are they
recommend.
still touring? I didn't think they were doing that anymore.
I don't know. We saw
Oh.
them a couple years ago at Little Caesars Arena.
At what point do we no longer call a band a band? What is the threshold?
Yeah. I mean,
Good
there are,
question. Can you have one original member and be like, "We're
I
Queen"?
think so. Yeah, I think so. As long as the people who are in charge of the band, that own the band, so it would be the families of
Sure.
the deceased people, as long as
Yeah.
they get a consensus, and that's how businesses work.
Sure.
I mean, this is a terrible example from a terrible band, but the band Newsboys, they don't have any of the original members and
My
they're still called the
gosh.
Newsboys. Yeah, in fact, they have the guy from DC Talk now
That's
as the
true. I
lead
knew
singer.
that. Yeah, Mike, was it
So,
Michael Tate or something?
yeah.
Or, yeah.
That's
That's
terrible
crazy.
example, but they have like no one. They had one guy for a while and then he left finally. But
Huh.
they're still the Newsboys, so I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, not sure how
That's
that
funny.
works.
All right. So that's your
They're
number
also my number
five.
one, just so you guys know. They're my
Newsboys?
number one artist, Newsboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler.
All right. So
Yeah, spoiler.
my number four is, I think I'm gonna make a last minute change here.
You can do it.
My number four is The Midnight.
Ooh,
So
yeah.
they're a synthwave band. Kind of like nostalgic 80s video game, 8-bit, 16-bit music sort of stuff, mixed with like an 80s like rock band sort of thing.
Do you owe that to Scott Robertson? Or did you introduce
No,
Scott Robertson?
I introduced Scott, but my cousin Jeff, who used to work for WGHN,
Yeah.
actually introduced me to The Midnight. And
Okay.
so yeah, I think Scott was working with us at that point, and so I think it just
Yeah.
wore off on him too. But I
Yeah.
mean, I'm not going
Every
to take
once in a
credit for
while.
anything, but
I'll still go dig up Kira, because
Oh
god
yeah.
damn, what a jam.
That song rips. Yeah.
It does. That
Yep.
saxophone,
Oh my
god,
gosh. It's baby making music.
that is baby making music. That's I'm gonna steal your woman kind of music, you know?
Yep, so I love all their stuff. They've got a few good songs, Los Angeles, Sunset, Jason. There was a there's a so there's two guys in the band. It's Tim and Tyler. One of them is from Australia, one of them is from I think either Los Angeles or somewhere around there. And Tyler is the one that sings mostly, but there's a couple songs that I already forgot his name.
Jim.
Tim. There's a couple songs that Tim actually sings in that are some of my favorite. And so one of those is called Synthetic. So if you have to listen to one song, listen to that one. It's really good. It's kind of a slower song, but it's good, just like good slow
Is it a
jam.
good baby making
Yeah, it's good.
song?
Yeah. Yep.
You don't know how I like to fuck, Caleb. Don't.
That's what I'm saying. I like the slower stuff. That's why.
I'm a hard and fast kind of
That's why you have
And
more kids
so
than me.
something
That's
cool that
right.
they that Midnight did in the last year is they came out with a graphic novel, like a comic book thing, and it goes along with their music. It's really interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, that's my number four, The Midnight.
I don't know who's next. Am I
I think
going
it's
next?
you. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're
Not
good.
paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay. My number four is the Eagles.
Ooh.
Some of my, or, well, this and my number three.
Welcome to the Hotel
Hotel
California.
California. I grew up listening to that
Such
on
a lovely
vinyl.
place. Sorry.
In my
Oh,
house.
yeah. I have it on vinyl.
Yeah, I do too now. Yeah, I can just remember, and like I just grew up on it, and
Yeah.
so because of that, like it just, it's very nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
I feel like they're like a hit or miss for people though. But for me, it's a hit.
Yeah, I feel like most people
I
either
should
love them or
say,
hate them.
I have a friend who despises the Eagles. I'll just say that. So if I it makes me have caution about it, but
Yeah.
saying this out loud, but I like the Eagles, so
No,
that's
it's
my
a
number
good band.
four. Yeah.
You will
You don't
not
have to
get any
justify it.
argument
It's
from
your
me.
list, man.
Yeah, it's my list, god damn it.
Yeah, you like
Leave
what
me
you like,
alone.
man.
Step
No,
off.
no apologies. No apologies needed. Okay, you're good?
Caleb,
Yeah,
four.
yeah.
My number four, is City and Color.
Ah, nice.
I love City and Color. It's technically a guy named Dallas Green, which is where the brand name comes from, because his first name is a city and his last name
Yep.
is a color.
I love
Yeah, I love his songs. I love his voice. I love his lyrics. Just everything about it. And it's something I can just sit and listen to for hours and hours and really just enjoy it.
what kind of music is it?
I don't know if you'd call it Americana. I don't know what you'd put it under. Jay, what would you put it under?
I'd say like kind of like Americana, like just singer, like
So according to
very
this, they call it
acoustic.
indie folk acoustic alternative rock.
Yeah.
Interesting. And it's City in Color or City and Color?
City and Color.
And okay.
Yep. I love their album. What's the one with all the colors on the cover?
That's hang on. Bring
City
Me Your
and
Love, right?
whatever that one is.
Or is it Hurry in the? I can't remember which one it is.
Little Hell.
Keslet's.
Little Hell.
Oh, earlier one. Yeah.
Yeah, listen to that one. That one came out in 2011. That's a great album. But anyway.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. He also is in another band with Pink that I really love as
Oh,
well,
that's right.
called You and I, but
I
yeah.
get tripped up. I have a hang up
Or You and I.
about
Yeah.
musicians being in multiple bands. It makes me so nervous. I'm like, oh, my favorite band is they're just banding.
Yeah.
You
Well,
know?
but City Colors not really, I mean, it's him. Like, there's no, I
Sure.
mean, there's no other pre people in it. And then in You and Me, it's just him and her and Pink. Him and Pink.
Sure. They in pink.
So they, yeah. But yeah, yeah, it's a great, if you haven't heard them or listened to them, City and Color, I would highly, highly recommend. So.
It's at the top of my list for tomorrow at work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Okay.
my favorite is Bring Me Your Love. I think that one's my favorite. I mean, they're all good, but
If I
sounds
had to
good.
listen to one song,
Ooh. Just one?
you can come back to it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd have to contemplate. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Jay, cheers.
All right. Number three.
Yep.
The living legend, Taylor Swift.
Fuck yeah, pal.
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
I was not a big fan of hers when she came out. Like she debuted in 2006 with her self-titled album. Like it was like trendy and you know it was popular and it was she came out as country so it was kind of just like you know music that you just hear on the radio wouldn't buy an album but you know when she's the more recent albums like you know really anything after like I don't know maybe what, like maybe 1989
Yeah.
You know, when she started becoming more pop, and then especially now that she's in this post-pop thing where she's doing a lot of more acoustic music, a lot more, I don't know what you'd call it, just like narrative, like story-driven songs where
Yeah.
it's kind of like stuff that she's gone through in her life and. She's always touched on it a little bit with a couple songs, but now she's doing full albums that way. And those
Sure.
are the songs, I mean, the songs that make you feel something. Those are the songs I like. The poppy stuff is fun, but that's not ever going to be the song I pick as my favorite.
Sure. Lover was the first album where I bought in.
Great album.
And like I had a 3-year-old at the time who, like she was obsessed, 3 and 4 years old. And we listened to it all the time. And then she hit like back to back with Folklore and Evermore. Folklore was one of my favorite albums for a long time.
You going
Hi,
outside?
Vivian.
Okay. You want to say hi or not?
Just for this one.
Okay, it's okay.
But I can say.
You just want to say hi? Yeah. Viv's going to bed, wearing her Taylor Swift
Hi,
pajamas.
Viv. Hi. Perfect timing.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
just listed Taylor Swift as my number three, even though she's number four. Don't look at that. That's been switched around.
Smooches.
All right, give me a kiss.
Mwah.
She just got done with her Shrek musical and she had a big singing
Ooh.
role. Yeah.
Go Viv. Get it,
Nice.
Queen.
Yep. All
She can't hear
right.
us. Does she want to
Yeah.
sing
They
us a
said, good
song?
job. They said, go, girl.
Thank
I actually
you.
said, get it, Queen.
Get it, queen, he said. Sorry. Ah,
Bye.
yeah.
Damn.
And you were cooking, right?
She
No, you
cooked.
weren't. You
She was
didn't cook.
cooked.
She cooked.
I did cook.
You did cook.
Yep.
Okay.
She
So
did
we got
cook.
it right.
It slaps. It's got
Yeah.
rizz, I think.
is like sly,
I know.
but if you're cooked,
You're cooked, that's bad.
yeah, but you can cook.
Yeah. Katie, do you have a favorite band? It's okay. We don't need one.
Swift is not a band.
If Taylor Swift's not a band, then
No, it's
I need to
count.
say.
It's she's my number three.
It still counts. Willie Nelson counted.
Yeah.
There's
Katie,
no
is it
rules.
Taylor
We make
Swift?
up the rules.
Okay, then I actually have a preference.
What?
Gracie Abrams.
Ooh, Gracie Abrams.
Ooh.
Yep. She's
Get
got
out of
good
there, T
music. She
Swift.
only makes sad songs, though, so I think she'd make really good happy songs. With
needs
Jimmy
to
Dustin.
get a boyfriend and be happy.
She does have a
Oh.
boyfriend.
Sorry.
How
You
dare
can
you?
you gotta tell her that she gets to make the choice.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have to be sad.
She
She
doesn't
can
have
make
to
the
be
choice.
sad.
Who's up?
All right, so that was my number
You.
three, Taylor Swift.
Okay. My number three is Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
Another classic for me. That's the first album I can remember. The songs you know by heart, the iconic Yellow
Yep.
album. I can
Yep.
remember that. And when we moved from my first house, my parents threw that album away. And nowadays, that's worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. But just another one where it's like, if you were to drop the needle on it, like I can sing everything that comes up, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No argument there. Love me some Jimmy
Yeah.
Buffett.
Yeah. It's good mood music, you know?
Yeah.
But there's even on the like songs you know by heart, like obviously you have like Cheeseburger in Paradise, which
Yeah.
maybe that's a little bit of garbage music, right? But like there's some like really like kind of profoundly deep songs on there, like He Went to Paris. Like it's an absolutely beautiful song.
One
Like
song that I had never known before until he passed away and started listening to his music was, what was it? Son of a Sailor?
yeah,
Oh my
son of a
gosh.
sailor.
Son of a
Yeah.
Sailor. Yeah. It's a
Yeah.
good song.
Yeah, you should listen to He Went to Paris, man. It
Okay.
fuck. It's a really good song.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
All
There we
right.
go. Jimmy Buffett. Someone had to
Number
do
three.
it. It might as well be me.
Someone had to do it.
Yeah.
You have a lot of just your two of your
Classic.
three are just solo artists. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, there was a lot of argument in the office today of like, well, Willie Nelson's not a band. And I was like, I don't
He has a
care.
band. Yeah.
He has a band. And it
Yeah.
just so
Yeah.
happens that it's named after him,
After
you
him.
know? Yeah.
All right. So my number three, I thought somebody, and maybe it is still on somebody's list, is Weezer.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just
They're
another
definitely
band that I
top 10 for
love.
me.
Have
Say it
loved
ain't
them.
so.
Have loved them for a long time. I'm much more of an older Weezer fan than a newer Weezer fan.
Yep.
Blue album, Pinkerton. Pinkerton is my favorite album by far. Right behind is the Blue album. But I still enjoy their new stuff. Their cover album that they just came out with a little couple years back or whatever, that's a
The
really fun album to
turquoise.
listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just so many albums. They've been around for so long, have done so much. Still put on a killer fun live show. Yeah, just really enjoy and can listen to them, listen to all their songs. So,
Love
Nice.
it. Argument from me on that.
No argument from me other than I'm kind of an opposite Weezer fan. Like I like their old
I know.
stuff.
You're a
Yeah.
newer Weezer fan. I know you are.
Yeah, I like the Red album, I like the Black album. I like their what is it? Hello Human or Okay Human or what's that song or that album called? But anyway.
Yeah, see the old stuff is just, I mean, I grew up listening to that. So like Blue
Sure.
album I listened to thousands of times when I was little, and Pinkerton,
Yeah.
same. Like it's just part of it is the nostalgia. It's just it's the songs I know, it's the
Yeah.
songs I can remember. It's what I've listened to more. So
Yeah, I respect that. Cool. All right. So that was your number three. My number two is a band who I just saw the lead singer sing a solo show in Ann Arbor on Saturday. And so it's probably bumped up towards the top of my list because of recency bias, but I've always loved this band, but or not haven't always loved this band, but basically for the last 10 years I've loved this band, and that's Dawes. So they're kind of like folk rock. A lot of people, which I don't really hear it, but a lot of people say they kind of sound like Jackson Browne. So like older band, but just like singer songwriter, just very lyrically driven songs. And yeah, and I think it probably helps that I don't know how old Taylor Goldsmith, the lead singer, is, but I feel like he's probably within 5 years of me, and just going through a lot of the same things that I'm going through in life. And so when you hear music from someone like that that has similar mentality to you, it kind of, there are things that uplift me about his music. There are things that challenge me. There are things that make me think. And so that's what I like in music, is just songs that really either meet me where I'm at or push me to a place where I aspire to go, or somewhere in between. So yeah, Dawes, love him.
Love it.
Weren't they the ones that played the Grammys because their house burned down?
Yes. Yep.
Right? That's what I thought
Yeah,
of.
they're basically everyone's house in the band burned down.
And they lost everything,
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah, so that was actually first one of the first things he said when he came out on stage. He's like, "I'm gonna just address the elephant in the room. I lost a lot of stuff in the fire," and it was funny. He sang a song where he's like, sometimes when you write songs about something and then life happens, you still have to sing the song even though it's painful. And so it's like it was a song about loss, and it's like it took a whole different tone after losing his house. But yeah, love those guys.
Thanks.
That's my number two.
My number two is another kind of more recent one. And it's Jason Isbell in the 400 unit.
Yes. Yep. I like a lot of his songs.
Yeah, I was reluctant to it. Keegan's a huge fan, and years ago he was like, "Dude, you gotta listen to Jason Isbell." And I was like, "Not interested, pal. Not gonna listen to it." And I think I like accidentally listened to a song like on a Spotify like station, and I was like, "This is
Yeah.
awesome."
Yeah.
Talk about some deep lyrics, man.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of his stuff kind of depressing,
Yeah.
but like it's kind of where, like you said, Jay, like sometimes you just need it, you
Yeah.
know? Like I need music to like match where I'm at, you
Yeah.
know?
Yep.
But he's got some great upbeat stuff too, so
Yeah. It's actually
big
the
fan.
way I discovered him was listening to radio stations curated by Dawes Music. And that's because I same thing. Like
Interesting.
I would have never just picked up Jason Isbell. I just thought he was a country guy. Yeah, not very interested. And it started coming up in playlists. I was like, ooh, this song is good. Who is this? Jason Isbell. So I started putting in some of my own playlists, and yeah, it's good shit.
Yeah, it is. Tell you what, if you're looking for a song, it's like the most beautiful love song in the world. If We Were Vampires by Jason
Okay.
Isbell, it's guaranteed to make me cry every fucking time I listen to it. Like,
Right.
it might take a couple listens, but man, it's fucking beautiful.
Okay.
I think he's got a new album coming out, doesn't he? I thought I saw that.
And I'm gonna be really honest with you, Caleb. I don't pay attention to any bands that
Oh,
closely. Yeah. No. Sorry.
okay. All right.
Yeah. The way I know is when I open up Spotify and it goes, new album. And I'm
Yeah,
like, cool, let's listen.
right. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just know he's one of those, isn't that he gets yelled at to just shut up and play music and not be so political, right?
Ooh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the only reason I know him is because he likes to piss off a lot of right-wing people.
Does he?
Oh yeah. It's kind of
Good on
interesting.
him.
Yeah. Anyways, my number two is Mumford and Sons.
Ooh.
Another band that I can just sit back, listen to,
Yeah.
enjoy. And I really like the Marcus Mumford's solo project he did. It's really incredible. But yeah, Mumford and Sons, I just all their albums, all their songs, all their music, I can just sit back, listen to, and just chill.
Yeah.
Do they have he someone in that band have any connection with the new Basement Tapes?
I think Marcus is the lead singer, isn't it?
It sure sounds like it. Like when I hear it, I'm like, that sounds
I'm
like
almost
Mumford and
positive it
Sons.
is. I'm almost positive it is. Let me look it up. Hang on.
Oh, good.
Why don't you
Because
just
I was
ask
about to.
Dick?
I'm
Oh.
texting Dick.
Our produ for the listener, our producer is not with us in studio. We just have to text him.
He's out
It the
today.
bait it's what's the name of it again?
The new Basement Tapes, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what album you're talking about. Yeah, here it is. Let's see. Yep, so it has Jim James, Elvis Costello, Marcus Mumford, Taylor Goldsmith, and Rihanna Gibbons. So yeah, so Marcus is the singer.
I've been into Elvis Costello lately, like old Elvis Costello music.
Listen, Caleb, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just took a screenshot because gloriously, all I can see a lot of the time is just your mustache on your face.
You're
So I
welcome.
send it to you just so you can see how
How
good you look
beautiful
with
it is.
just a mustache.
You got it.
God, just please do it.
I don't think I can do it.
Quit being a little bitch.
My wife wants me to shave off my mustache. My wife doesn't like it.
Your wife is dead wrong. I don't know what to tell you. Fucking
What if
divorce her?
hot? No.
She doesn't like the feel.
Maybe she would like it if it was just the mustache.
No, she would hate that.
I would.
That might
So
cause
would
a
Katie.
divorce.
I mean, I'd say if your marriage is that weak, might as well just let it
Just
go at
leave
that
her anyway.
point. Love you, Tori.
Well, I
I know
don't know
she's
that I do
listening.
anymore at this point. To hold a man back like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I know, right? The oppression.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no good.
All
Anyway, I
right,
don't even know
so
where we are.
yeah, that was
Mumford and
Caleb's number
Sons.
two.
Yeah, we're
Yep.
on to number ones.
So we're on to number one. Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna come as any surprise who my number one is. They've been
Killers.
my number ones
Woo!
basically since they came out in 2004. Probably not until maybe when Sam's Town came out. So that was like 2007, 2008 or something. But yeah, we've seen them in concert so many times. Brandon Flowers solo every time he's toured, except maybe one time I think we missed it. There's rumors that he's coming out with a solo album again in the next year. But yeah, and this I was talking about, being close to Taylor Goldsmith in age. I am 5 days apart from Brandon Flowers, and so we for sure are going through all the same phases in life together. We like
Yeah.
parenthood and into our 40s and just like midlife crisis sort of things, and his words just seem to like just cut right to me every single time, and so it's easy for that band to be my favorite just 'cause they get me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
I need to know. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. I saw an interview the other day and the guy posed, what is the greatest or most popular Christian band of all time? And the guy said it was the Killers. What do you think?
They're not Christian. In fact, they're Mormon.
Right, but
He
that's what he's saying. A lot of his songs are about faith and his struggle and wrestle and Just thought,
No.
I never asked you that question, but I saw it and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I
I mean,
guess I
I'm
would
not
have never.
offended by that because he sings about a lot of spiritual things, but he never talks
Yeah.
about like Christianity or anything like that.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah,
I just thought it
yeah.
was interesting. Thought, huh, I've never heard
Yeah, and
anybody
so like,
label them that way.
yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah, everyone knows their songs, Mr. Brightside, Somebody Told Me When You Were Young, you know, those songs, which again, like I like those songs, but they're not my favorite songs. It's oftentimes the slower, more message driven songs that really get me, you know, from them. So yeah, that's my number one.
Love
Surprise.
it. But when Mr. Brightside is sung out at the big house, that's pretty epic.
Yeah, I have a maize and blue t-shirt that says Mr. Brightside. So don't get me wrong, I do love the song, but
Yeah.
yep. So, Derek, what you got?
It will come as no surprise, my number one, to anyone who knows me that's listening.
DC Talk.
Yes. Yeah. What? Is
Michael
that?
W. Smith.
Well, yeah. Is
Sandy
DC
Patty.
Talk the
Down with the DC talk.
Is DC Talk the one who sings Jesus Freak?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No, that is my favorite band. Yeah. There's so much my favorite that I can't even remember that they sing my favorite song.
Not only is that a song, but it's also the name of their album.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. God.
I
Guess
do
what I'm
sing
doing?
that
Yeah.
album does come up and I still do sing to it, so
Yeah. Yeah. My number one is the Avett Brothers. Came to them probably like 6 years ago. They were a guest on a podcast on Armchair Expert, and then
yep.
actually they were also on Pete Holmes' podcast.
Yes.
But that was the first time I had ever heard of them, and I was like, huh. And they sang a song on the podcast, and I was like, oh, that was cool. Like, this is a cool song. It's like I listened to it again, and then I was like, you know, I probably listened to the same four fucking songs for a month straight. Lacey hated them at first. She was like, I'm not into it. And I infected her. So that our first Avett show was over in Wisconsin. And that's when we saw Willie Nelson. He opened for them. Yeah, it literally we were standing in the crowd and I told Lacey, we've got to come to another show. And every year since we go to at least two or three shows. I actually just got, I went down to North Carolina for my birthday. They do a New Year's Eve show every year in North Carolina. And I've been 2 years in a row now. And a lot like Jason Isbell, their lyrics are incredibly deep. But still like still fun enough that I can just listen to them. Like I don't have to get swept away in it. But like when I'm in a contemplative mood, like I feel like I can study their songs like I like the people study the Bible. I could rant about it forever, but like we saw them at Red Rocks and it was like the most spiritual experience that I may have ever had. Like, but even just going to a regular show, like it feels like church used to feel for me, you know? Yeah. And just the funnest fucking people, like there's like groupies that follow them all over the country and you know they stand in line for hours and hours and hours, like fucking 23 hours they'll stand in line to get in, you know, and like they all know each other and we've been to a number of them now and you know people recognize us and they pass out homemade stickers and bracelets and shit. Like it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So
Nice.
that's it.
Yeah. So I have a story about Avett Brothers. I don't think I've ever told you is that the first time I ever heard them, they actually were singing at the Grammys, in probably
Yeah.
like 2014 or 15 or something like that. It was a long time ago, and they were actually singing with Mumford and Sons.
Really?
And I remember Katie was like, "Oh yeah, that's a really good band." I was like, "Yeah, Avett. Well, who they called? Avett Brothers." She's like, "Oh no, I was talking about Mumford and Sons." And so
Yeah.
I got big into Avett Brothers then, but same thing. Like she was like Lacey, she was just not buying it, and she liked the Mumford and Sons, and everybody got into Mumford and Sons at that point. And I was like, "Yeah,
Yeah.
I kind of like the Avett Brothers," but no one would like jump on the bandwagon with me, and so I kind of just. Like I still appreciated their music, but I just got, I just listened to other stuff. I always try
Yeah.
to keep the peace, in the vehicle, so I try to find something that Katie will actually like. But
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think she probably would have gotten into them eventually. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's kind of a funny story.
Yeah. Also, for the listener, we did name our child after the
Yeah.
Avett Brothers. Not really because of like the Avett Brothers, but they have a really good documentary called May It Last. Really cool documentary. But like there's a point in it and like Scott, like his son like runs past, he's like, "Oh, there's a little Avett," you know. And I looked at Lacey, and this was before we like years before we even wanted another child, and I said, "Ooh, I really like the sound of that as like just a first name." And I was like, "If we ever decide to have another kid, like I think I want to name him Avett." And
Yeah, it's a good
it just
name.
stuck. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. People can't ever pronounce it, and it drives me
How
fucking
do they pronounce
bananas
it?
of that.
A vet.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if
Yeah.
you became a vet?
That would be quite a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
That'd be quite a twist.
Yeah. It's Brown's Avett.
Yeah. Love it. Anyway, there we go. That's my number one.
Sweet.
Okay.
Right, Caleb.
My number
DC
one
Talk.
is DC Talk.
Newsboys.
Jesus freak. No, I was a DC Talk person. Get out of here with get out of here with your Newsboys crap. My number one, for lots of reason, is Ben Folds.
Ooh,
yeah.
Love Ben Folds. My wife and I love Ben Folds. We go to as many concerts as we can. In fact, we have one coming up in May. He's playing with the Detroit Symphony, so we're going to
Yeah.
that. Yeah, I think as a family, love Ben Folds. Jameson, the first concert he ever went to was a Ben Folds concert.
That's awesome.
So yeah, he's just been part of Tori and I's relationship. We both loved Ben Folds before we met, and then we both realized that we love each other, or love Ben, and that's kind of been our person that we've kind of, just shared together as a couple. So yeah, we love Ben Folds for sure.
It's in
He's
like
number one.
swingers.
Yeah, thruple.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. When he's
Love
in
it.
town, he comes over and stays with us. So
Good for you, man.
yep.
It's a
It's
good
pretty
gig if you can
awesome.
get
I mean, it's okay.
That's awesome.
Tori enjoys
I
it more
don't
than I do, but
I don't know that I've ever given it much of a listen.
yeah.
Well, I'm going to now with an endorsement like that.
Yeah, we love Ben. I mean, he's a big supporter of like symphonies and stuff, which obviously with my wife, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
So anything surrounding, music education, music development, she's a big supporter of. So, yeah.
Very cool. Honorable
Cool.
mentions.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Fast hitting honorable mentions.
Yeah, this was the one, two of them slipped out of my top five, and one of them like just like if you would have asked me, like I don't know, I mean it's ever changing, but like there'd probably be times if you asked me my top five, Sturgill Simpson would be in there somewhere.
Shit. That's my number one honorable mention.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hit and so like I love his rock and his bluegrass stuff, his country stuff, but really the album that is kind of a go-to for me when I'm feeling really shitty and really down in the dumps is Sound and Fury.
Sure.
It's like a like a heavy, like almost like an acid rock album. Like it was
Yeah.
an experimental album that he did, but it just, I don't know what year it came out. I think it was maybe 2019 or 2018 or something. It was a couple years before COVID, but I discovered it during COVID, and it really helped me through it somehow, cathartically. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was really like it pushed me. Like I would just crank that with either my earbuds, or I'd crank it on my shop radio, and I'd go out to the garage and I'd just like build shit and just like tune out the world, or yeah, other things. So yeah, like love me some Sturgill. I love his new album. I don't even know what it's called. I think it's like a French name. But yeah, just helped me through a lot of stuff, and just like him in general. He's actually been a cameo in like movies that we've watched before. And I was like, is that Sturgill Simpson? And he's kind of like, he's got an interesting story. I believe he was a service member. I don't know what branch he was in or anything, but like he's got some, obviously some PTSD from that that he's written songs about. And so he's a big supporter of veterans, and he's a big supporter of just like mental health and stuff, and he's just a good guy. Loves to rock. So saw him last year at Fox Theater. It was just such a fun show. So yeah, that's one of my honorable mentions. And then the other one is Charli XCX, which is a very different band. She's like a like pop dance club music, but it's kind of one that I kind of listen to a lot with Katie and Vivian. It's just, when we're, it's Friday night and we just want to crank some music, some poppy dance music, and dance around the house. That's one, we'll throw on some Charli XCX, and we've seen her in concert a couple times. But yeah, those are my honorable mentions. And
Awesome.
I was just looking, and I think, yeah, now that I've seen Taylor Swift, and I just saw Sturgill Simpson for the first time, I've seen all of those in concert.
That's awesome.
Taylor was the bucket list for me.
Yeah. All right. I have a long list of honorable mentions.
That's cool. I love it.
Jim Croce,
Yeah.
Sturgill Simpson,
Nice.
Billy Strings.
Yes.
The Head and the Heart.
Yeah.
They've been a newer one for me. Brandi Carlile and Maggie Rogers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Those are
A lot
great
of
ones.
singer-songwriter stuff lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, James Taylor too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My list is about the same. In fact, I had the Head and the Heart on my honorable mentions as well.
Nice.
But then I had the band Joseph. Fleetwood Mac,
Oh yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, Coldplay, and Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coldplay and Billy would probably fit into a top 10 or top 15 for sure for me, yeah.
Yep. I resisted Billie Eilish, but
I did too, and then I embraced it.
Yeah.
There are like her song like Birds of a Feather is one of my
It's
favorite
so
songs.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ocean Eyes too. God damn. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
It can definitely be a little like lyrically, it's not up my alley necessarily, but
Yeah. Sure.
musically, like the way it sounds is
Musically.
yes.
Yep.
Beautifully.
Genius, yeah.
Yeah, some of the words I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm also, 20 years older than you, so it makes a
Sure.
little bit of a difference.
Well, cool. That was a good one.
Awesome, guys.
What do we want to talk about next week?
Not it.
Or
It
next
technically
time?
is Derek if we're going in order,
Oh,
technically.
Jesus. I don't
You
have
don't
this list
have
pulled
to
up. I'll
if you
defer
don't
to
want
you,
to
Caleb.
choose.
Hold on. News sources? Oof. This is an apolitical show.
Someone was feeling a little saucy when they were putting that on that list.
I guess. Ooh, parenting hacks might be a fun one.
Ooh.
Have
We can
we?
do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Parenting hacks.
And I can get good ones from Lacey. She's a better
Yeah.
parent than me.
I got some hacks. My whole life is
Yeah.
a hack.
Yeah, I was gonna say I am a hack. For sure. Listen, I'd love to stay in chit chat. Today's Lacey's birthday.
I
So
saw that.
yes. So I've got to get upstairs and go be a good hubby. But
Yeah, good idea.
it was really good to
Well,
see you guys.
tell her I said hi and I love her and
I will.
enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, you
Yep.
guys too.
All right.
It's good to catch up, guys.
Bye, babe.
Same.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.